It's time to talk social media, and for that, we welcome our social media manager, Ayasi Chinflu. Ayasi, how's it going this afternoon?
I am doing great. It's such a beautiful day outside.
It is a beautiful day. I was just complaining about how hot it is, but it's not really hot in here, so I haven't experienced that. I just don't like the principle of seeing 90 degrees.
Well, I will say this. As someone who often has their space heater on every day near my feet.
It's true.
Because I'm dying to feel the sun. It was nice to go outside and just go on a little walk and really feel the heat in real time. And it felt so nice, especially because it has like a nice breeze. So I feel like it's a balanced heat. I definitely should have worn something different today. I would say, like, this is that weird, you know, time where you have to start figuring out in North Carolina what you're going to wear again, because it's just another season now.
Yeah, you got to kind of layer, too, because you can leave the house early and it's still pretty chilly. And then all of a sudden, apparently, it's 90 degrees. When were you out earlier? Did it feel that warm out?
Oh, I went to lunch around 12:30, and I just walked up the street.
So I was out then. I didn't feel like it was 90 then. It felt nice.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it was 90 at that time, but I just know that it felt really nice, in my opinion. So
yeah, it's welcome transition into late spring, but 90's too much. So
yeah, not spring. That's definitely
87
summer.
87 sounds great. 90 is like I'm apparently drawing an arbitrary line when that 9 shows up.
I understand.
Let's talk social media a little bit now. We had another big week on social media. What were our top stories?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go from our top three, but I'm gonna start at three and then work my way to number one. So in our third slot, we had a story where UNC has been talking about installing these new license plate readers on the campus, and it sparked some privacy concerns. So basically, the whole idea is that it would be able to, like, everyone who parks on the campus, it would be able to see on a camera, like, their license plate number.
This is one of those things where I totally get the privacy concern. I understand that concern. It's reasonable. I also kind of assumed this was already happening, right? This is like one of those things when the shooting happened on campus at the beginning of the year where there were kind of some things that you would assume were happening from a safety standpoint because, you know, we hear like, oh, the, you know, big, there's so much surveillance going on, and then it turns out there wasn't that much. So I don't know where you land on this, but I kind of feel like a legitimate privacy concern, but also just probably is already happening other places and probably needs to happen here.
It's definitely already happening other places, and it's already happening in different situations. Like, first thing that came to my mind is the fact that when I'm in parking garages, sometimes they'll actually do the same thing where they're tracking and seeing your license plate number, to the point where, you know, I've actually got a ticket, to be honest, in my life.
Really?
With a picture of me, like my car plates. And of course, like, I didn't know, but I mean, there's places where they already give you that sign. And I mean, it's like they tell you, but you know,
I got a speeding ticket. This was in Seattle. I got a speeding ticket from a camera where it's like there's a camera and it's like in a school zone and it's like speed limit's 20 when this is flashing and you'll get a ticket if you're going over it. And if you go over it, it like takes a picture. And I got one and it's like, it's like the most like we've got receipts thing in the world. There's a literal picture of your car with like how fast you were going. Right. You can kind of like see yourself in the car even. It's like, yep, I got it.
Right. I mean, and the other thing of when we're both thinking about like the repercussions of somebody knowing, you know, this is your plate is also just the, as a college student, you're already in a spot where your privacy is already like constantly being surveilled at all times. I mean, you have a roommate, you can't even like, you know, really use the toilet just in privacy without hearing people or like being nervous they're going to walk in on you or something.
It's a very real part of adapting to college.
College is already a very public place where you're around your peers all the time and you're around your professors. And so I can understand like students, you know, because a part of safety is also kind of like, it's this weird medium. I feel like if they didn't announce that they were doing it, people would be like, assuming they were already doing it either way. But now that we know you're doing it, it just feels more like, oh, this is very invasive.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So what else have we got on the list?
Yeah, of course. So moving to our number two spot, of course, our news about Deja Kelly. She just entered the portal last week, and we're still, you know, on the hunt to see what other athletes are going to submit their names as well. But, I mean, that was pretty big. She's one of our top players.
It's definitely big. She's like one of the kind of, at least in the Courtney Banghart era, she's kind of like the definitive player of UNC women's basketball. I got to be honest, when we talk transfer portal, I have a hard time getting around the visual image of a literal doorway that, like, is the portal that players have to walk through and just emerge at some other university. Every single time. This is the thing that comes up real often these days, but every single time I have that visual image of an actual portal.
I can see that. I never thought about it that way, but I mean, I was just talking in our newsroom about, like, do we know when the time limit ends on this thing? Because I know right now we have our notifications on for these players to kind of see, like, who's gonna, you know, announce something next. But it's interesting. I mean, the cool thing about Deja Kelly is she didn't give us a final answer. She said she could potentially come back. Like, it's still an option that she'll return. But she's also still put her name in. So, I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting. And
it's hard to not, as often as the case in, like, free agency in sports and now in transfer portal and in recruiting, it's hard to not, like, draw that relationship parallel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's hard to imagine being like, I might date somebody else, but I might come back to you.
But also,
I
think with Deja Kelly, I mean, another thing that comes to mind, which is, you know, RJ Davis and what he's gonna do, which, as again, like, kind of this whole thing about privacy that we were just talking about,
right,
but
right.
Relationship wise, I mean, you can't even be in college and have a private relationship.
Not if you're going to score that many points,
not
you can't.
Not if you're going to score that many points. So I think, you know, it's like, we're like, oh my goodness, so Deja Kelly might come back, but she also might leave.
Yeah,
and then what
hard.
Is RJ doing? Is she thinking about RJ's decision? You know, it's
and
weird.
Also, are we at a place like as or, you know, in professional sports, everybody's like, it's a business. This is just what happens. But it's not entirely a business, particularly on the player side now. So I wonder what that's like for teammates to have a teammate be like, I might go, I might come back. I don't know. It feels like she's not likely to come back, just given, you know, just the semantics and logistics of putting herself in the portal in the first place.
Well, I gotta say, she has so much going for herself. I mean, just in addition to what she's done and accomplished as far as a basketball player, I mean, she has, like, her own podcast.
Yeah,
she's a journalism major as well.
She's going to be just fine long term.
She's going to be just fine, yeah.
But as we just had, we were just running a clip of Deb Stroman talking about, you know, you get such a tiny window to actually make money as an athlete, and she's in it, so... Hope she gets it done. Again, I, like you said, I'm not worried about Deja Kelly long term, but I hope she gets an opportunity to get paid for her athletic skills while she's still in the prime of those athletic skills. We're visiting with Ayasi Chinflu, talking social media for Chapelboro and 97.9 The Hill, and we've got one more story to talk about. So we got two more things that I want to talk about. Let's hit that number one social media story, and then there's one other topic.
Well, before I do, because we are talking social media, I want to let people know that all this information you can find by following us. So if you go on Facebook, Instagram, and also our Twitter account, which is now known as X, we are WCHL Chapelboro. So guys, make sure that you're keeping those follow or push notifications on just so you can see, like, our latest posts and what we have going on.
And if you're not following, follow.
Thank you. All right. So in our first spot, we have Seth Trimble's news about him also entering the portal.
Well, we just talked, like, kind of transfer portal logistics, and I don't know anybody who's happy about Seth Trimble being in the transfer portal, so let's acknowledge that that's the number one story and then move on to talk ice cream.
Okay, yeah, that's the number one story, and guys, pretty sad. 2 years. I mean, he did say that he really appreciated his time in Chapel Hill, so, I mean... He said, the memories will forever have a special place in his heart. always. So we appreciate you. And this feels like a bad breakup. Darn. You know, breaking up with us.
There were
so
many people like really excited about Seth Trimble's future. And then it just, I don't know, this transfer portal, it's where we are now. Yeah. All right, let's talk ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's. Guys, if you don't know, tomorrow is actually free cone day for Ben and Jerry's. And, you know, there's one right here.
There's one on Franklin Street. I'm kind of intimidated by the idea of going there on free cone day. It seems like it'll be...
Parking.
Right. I almost just want to like drive by and see the line.
I know.
Just acknowledge the line. And then, but I also want free ice cream. So.
I really want free ice cream. I mean, one thing about the 90 degree weather you just talked about and it just getting warmer, yes. It's like ice cream is on people's mind. And I mean, Ben and Jerry's, I think as a company, they're pretty cool. I was just looking at their social media, like getting so much social media inspo for just our own social media.
They're fun.
Because they have a flow chart about like how to be prepared for free ice cream, like for free cone day, which obviously you guys don't have to get a cone. You can get a cup. It's optional.
Can you? They call it free cone day. Do they like look down their nose at you if you ask for it in a cup?
How dare you get a cup?
It's like, does it say free cup day? It does not. We'll take the cone for free and be happy.
Yes. But we urge you guys, if you like ice cream, I mean, they have dairy, non-dairy, I like options. I mean, Ben and Jerry's just had to do a science.
I might just eat some ice cream tomorrow, non-Ben and Jerry's category, just in the spirit of it, if I can't handle the line.
I'm not going to go to the line. I'm just going to buy ice cream, guys. I think I'm going to buy it today, choice, actually.
All right. Hey, Elsie, thank you so much for making time. We got to run, and I will see you around the office.